Coach Quinn had a few things to say about that. But let's go to Cass City's situation. First quarter, they were just absolutely on fire. They were shooting 64%, and there was a lot of the outside, too. They cooled off a little bit in the second quarter, but totally in the first half, Cass City was shooting 54%, and it showed.
54% in the first half?
In the first half.
Not bad at all. That's why they have a 9-point lead. Where's the majority coming from? Are they shooting threes, or what are they doing up there?
Well, Cass City is getting a lot of layups. They were getting some layups out of Israelson, and they were getting it out of Erla. They were feeding him on the inside, and they were taking advantage of it. One of the things that Badax did that to counteract that a little bit late, though, was to move out of that 2-1-2 zone to go to a man-to-man. And I kind of wonder if that's what they're going to go ahead and stick with in order to get in this ball game. Badax is never out of the game. You know, they were trailing ugly by quite a lot, too, you know, relatively on ugly sport. And you really can't count them out. And where they really came back was, and they made a living at it, was the foul shot where they beat Ugly. And it kind of looks like that they do have ways of getting fouled on Cass City, which is going to do two things, put them back on the bench and, of course, put them on the foul line without the clock moving and the opportunities to score.
The only foul trouble for Badax, according to us, is Adam Reifenbach has three. The Mooks have him down for two, but our fouls add up properly to 18 fouls for Badax. Cass City has four players with two fouls. That's Cole Israelson, the big man, at 6'8". Morgan Erla, number 44. Shane Rasmussen with two, number 22. And Cody Orban, number two, their point guard, with two fouls as well, for a total of 12 team fouls. Well, zeros for the fouls in the second half here. What's going to happen, John?
Well, there was a couple times that, I'll tell you what, Cole Israelson, he did cheat the fade a little bit because I thought for sure he was going to be getting his third foul. And the officials were looking his way, and he looked awful guilty, and then all of a sudden it was on somebody else. So you never know. What's going to happen? More shootout. FedEx is not going to deviate one iota from their style. They're going to be going out there and just pushing the tempo. Their man-to-man, I think, was paying some dividends toward the end. I thought maybe they went to it a little bit too late. Probably should have made the adjustment a little bit earlier. But, you know, it's a game. They're within 9 points. That's nothing. You can erase that in no time.
FedEx has three threes on the night. Cass City has four threes. Cass City came out just firing hot with three quick threes right to begin the game.
They're blistering. They set the pace to begin the game. And they didn't stop.
As the second half is about to begin here, we're 30 seconds away from starting the third quarter. In Badax, it's Cass City leading 35-26. Cass City over the Badax Hatchets. Cass City coming out in their maroon jerseys tonight with white stripes down the side with the CC on the shorts. Badax in the all-white with the yellow stripe vertically down the sides with blue socks as a team and the same team shoes in the Adidas blue and white. 35-26. Could be a whole different half here, John. You never know. They could come out and play Wisconsin ball and shoot the ball four times in the whole second half. You just never know.
You know, somehow I rather doubt that.
Yeah, I'm going to guess. Yeah, that Bo Ryan is not in the building. As 8 minutes go on the clock, 35-26, Cass City has it with a 9-point lead. Right at the timeline, Orban passes into Erla, being guarded by Canaria. Backs over to Schenk. Crosses the timeline. Over to Erla in the left wing. Double team by Badax. Back up to Nickel. Another double team over there from Canarian and Quinn as they cough it up over to Pulaski. He goes down the lane. Up for two on the left side. And that one goes in. Pulaski with two. And we have an out of bounds call on Cass City. And it's a turnover. Looks like he stepped on the line there.
Not a good way to start out your Cass City Redhawks.
Not quite. A steal and a turnover.
But Badax is keeping the pressure up on him.
And Quinn passes into Pulaski into the lane. He puts it up for two, and that one's also good. Pulaski has 4 points in 27 seconds here in the second half. It's now 35-30, a 5-point lead only for Cass City.
Just like that, we've got a ball game.
Hey, Nickel being guarded by Canary and crosses the timeline. Almost traveled with it. Passes over to King. Feeds it into Erla. He puts it up for two, and they respond with an easy two right in the middle of the lane. Erla, 37-30, 7 1/4 left in the third. Reifenbach takes the jump shot from the middle of the paint. Rebound Erla. And here comes Kansas City over to Shank, who slows things down, over to Drew King down the right baseline. And kicked out of bounds by Pulaski. Seems like Pulaski's suddenly in every single play on both sides of the ball.
He's a hustler on a team of hustlers. They're just going to be all over the floor.
7 minutes remain in the third, 37-30. Kansas City leads by seven. Shank crosses the timeline, being guarded by Canarian, and now double-teamed by Riff Mark over to Drew King. And Bannock's trying to go into a little bit of a trap defense as Drew King has the top of the key. Passes over to Orban in the right-left corner. And looks like a block foul on... This is probably going to be going against the team of Bannock, number 25. On the floor, that is on Dean, number 25. His fourth.
That's where it is.
That's where we have the discrepancy. So Brandon Dean has four fouls. As Cassidy brings it in, and they cough it up. Canarian now has it for Bad Axe. So about Reichenbach, top of the key, over to Pulaski, left wing. He dribbles into the paint, goes up for two, and the runner's no good. He gets his own rebound, though. Being guarded by Early, and Israelson kicks over to Dean. He goes up for two. No foul at all on that one. Kansas City defender was staying straight up into Kansas City ball. Drew King in the right wing. Over to Orban, being double-teamed by Pulaski and Canarian into Israelson at the left elbow. Over to Drew King for three. Yes! Bounced out about three times and finally went in. And a three makes it a 10-point lead for Kansas City. 5:57 remain, and we have a hold on Kansas City. More tic-tac fouls here.
They're starting to accumulate.
One foul for each team in the second half here. This foul is against number two, Orban, his third for Kansas City, as Canarian has it for the Hatchets. Passes over to the right corner to Quinn, being guarded by Israelson. A little bit of different height differential there. Into Dean on the baseline, back out to Quinn to reset the offense, top of the key. 5.75 left in the third. 10-point lead for Kansas City. Bad Axe has it in their own side of their court. Reichenbach, being guarded by Shank, throws top of the key. Or to Pulaski, almost took the three, being guarded by Ehrlich. Drives down to the baseline, kicks it out to Canarian for three. No short. Rebound, Israelson, but Dean ends up with it. Drives into the lane, goes up for two, no good. Rebound, number 11, Drew King. Erla wide open for Kansas City. This one goes up and good. Count it. Old-fashioned three-point play coming here for Kansas City. Erla puts in the easy basket on the transition offense and a foul on Bad Axe number 32, Jesse Quinn, his first, team second. One foul shot coming for Erla. He puts that one through. The three-point play converted. 43-30, 13-point lead for Kansas City. Or to Pulaski, left wing, up to Quinn, top of the key. He dribbles into the paint, gets up the runner. This one's no good. Rebound, Quinn himself. Passes over to Dean on the left side. He goes up for two. No foul then again. And rebound, Israelson. They're starting to let him play underneath the hoop there on the rebound. Drew King gets across the timeline for Kansas City. Double team right there. Met by Kansas City. And a timeout made by Kansas City. So you're tuned to WLEW. 43-30. Kansas City leads Bad Axe with 4:55 left in the third. You're tuned to WLEW.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. We are selling all remaining 2011 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram inventory at employee pricing to everyone while they last. Get this huge discount on any leftover unit in stock. Save thousands on this special 2011 closeout sale. Come see me, Todd Bowers, only at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
.455 left in the third. Cassidy leads by 13 after a quick 30-second timeout. Shank has it for the Hawks right at the timeline, passing to Orban in the backcourt. Picks up his dribble on this left side of the timeline. As over to Drew King across the timeline. Aubley and Brown sitting here heading to overtime at 49 apiece, by the way, folks. And it's out of bounds ball. Cassidy, last touch by Bad Axe. You heard me right. Brown seeing Aubley at the end of regulation, 49 apiece. They're headed to overtime. 4:45 left in the third, 13-point lead still for Kansas City. Drew King crosses the timeline for Kansas City over to Orban. Another double team coming into the left corner into Israelson, puts it up 4-2, and it's good. First points of the second half for Israelson. He now has eight. Makes it a 15-point game and a 30-second timeout called by Bad Axe. You're tuned to WLEW 45-30, Cass City.